Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
105 on the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. We've got quite a bit more coming your way. We're going to keep you updated, too. Yeah. We know the story was breaking a little while ago that you had three aldermen that have been indicted on bribery and corruption charges. That was Lewis Reed, Jeffrey Boyd, and John Collins Muhammad. Apparently, they're coming out either of the courthouse or wherever they are, and Kevin Killeen is on the scene. So we're going to get an update from Kevin when he's available to do that. So he'll be able to explain in a lot more detail what's going into this. But obviously, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Lewis Reed has been the, how long has he been the president of the Board of Aldermen? It's been a long time. And I mean, it's got to be, you know, he's been a big figure in town as far as I can remember.
Yeah.
So it's got to be at least 15, 16 years. And, you know, anytime you have indictments and charges of bribery or corruption in any level of government, local, state, whatever, obviously it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So Kevin Killeen is going to give us an update on that when he's available to do so. And we'll keep you updated on here. And, of course, you can get that on KMOX.com as well.
In the meantime, shall we keep it local? Because yesterday, a big day, Lufthansa had a flight from St. Louis nonstop to Frankfurt, Germany. It's the first time in more than 20 years that St. Louis has had a nonstop direct flight to continental Europe. And I know it's very exciting, but is it bad that my first thought was, oh my gosh, 20 years since we've had a direct flight to Europe? Wah, wah. Like, what's wrong with St. Louis?
I had two very similar thoughts. My first one was, that, like, I can't believe we're in a position where we have to celebrate this. And second, wait a minute, we haven't had international flights in 20 years, like direct flights? I didn't even know that was a thing.
We did in 2003 have a direct flight to Heathrow because I took it, but that ended. So this was continental Europe.
That's unbelievable. I had no idea.
I didn't realize that. I mean, I'm making fun of myself here. I never realized there was an uncontinental Europe.
Yes.
I should have made the connection because the UK is an island. Duh. Yeah. So,
yeah, like the contiguous.
I'm smart.
Well,
yeah, that's right. Like the contiguous United States. Yeah. Right. Why don't we call it contiguous Europe? Contiguous is a great word.
It is a great word.
I've never one time used it.
What? My thoughts were the same as yours, by the way. Like, really? Like, I mean, it's cool. It's a good thing.
Yes.
It's definitely.
If it happens, yes. If it happens frequently.
Yeah, but I mean,
or more often, at least.
And who knows? Maybe it's a first step, and if it goes well, there's more that opens up, and that creates other things. It's cool. It just feels like an odd flex. Like, you're going to make a big deal out of that?
I don't think it's a flex, though.
Is it? Okay,
no.
maybe that's the wrong
there's
way to look at it.
There's a difference between flex and celebrating. It's like, oh my gosh, they like me. They really
I know, that's
like
a,
me.
Like, my first thought was like a kid going, I'm a big boy now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel terrible for that being my reaction.
Yeah.
So am I wrong for that?
No. You're not. And the thing is, I don't want to poo-poo the flight because I'm super excited. It's been way too long. Hopefully this is the first of many more good things like this to come.
Yes.
I just don't want to lose this flight. Remember, we had the WOW Airlines Iceland flight.
We did?
Yeah, to Reykjavik. We had it for, what, 8 months, nine
we
months?
We did?
It was a hot second.
I have never...
When was this?
You guys didn't know about this?
No.
This was
this?
A few years ago. One of
I didn't know there was a thing called WOW Airlines.
That's exactly right, Ron. Okay. That's why it's not here.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was 2019, 2018. It was a very short amount of time, but they had direct flights from St. Louis to Reykjavik, and they were like $100.
But this is only a big deal if it expands from this, right?
Yes.
Like if
not
it's just
only.
If it's no, I mean like a big deal. Like it's a deal and it's a good thing. I mean, I think that's very clear. It's a good thing, you know, that you have the opportunity, especially if you're someone that loves to travel or business travel with Europe, that you don't have to go from here to New York or from here to any place else to make the leap across the Atlantic. I think that's a great thing. But what's the impact bigger picture on the city, on the community, on the region if it doesn't grow?
This cannot be a one-off. It just can't.
I don't just mean this single flight. I mean like this becomes a scheduled thing that it's always there. I think that's still like, doesn't it need to be more than that to have a big impact?
Well, we were talking to Chris Myhill in the office prior to the show, and he said from Frankfurt you can get to anywhere in Europe. So to that end, it is a good thing if we do have regular flights to this one location where people can go there directly from St. Louis and then get on a train and go somewhere in Europe that's fairly close. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty big deal if this does happen regularly. But I'm with you on the idea that it can't just be this. It can't just be this one time. That if we expand, if it means that we're moving toward expansion in some way, because we are a city that cannot afford these one-off things. We're a city that needs to do something cool and then expand on that cool thing because that's what will bring us back as a region.
Well, and that's kind of what gets back to our discussion earlier, right?
Right.
You need more of those kind of growth opportunities to make it something more than just, hey, that's cool. I like that because I do like it. I mean, I want to go to Europe more than I do. I haven't been, you know, I mean, I have it in the future plans. I want to go back to France. I haven't been in a long time. You know, I've never been to the British Isles. I got to go see my peeps in Ireland. You know, I've got to go see my fellow leprechauns. But
you want to go to France because you can practice your language. Hey, yeah. Talk about
also,
flex.
It's cool.
Oh, my gosh. I know this guy. I have a house.
He speaks French.
Did I tell you guys that?
That you speak French?
And that I have a house?
Yes.
Did I tell you?
Oh my
God. Did that come up?
Look at him.
Hey, did that come up?
Oh.
Kevin is a homeowner.
I know. A French-speaking homeowner.
Wow.
I got to come up with some other brags.
He's flexing his actual muscles right now.
Yeah.
See, right? You can see it on Facebook if you want.
Looks good.
Just to clarify, yes, WOW Airlines signed a 2-year deal, and this was back in 2018, to fly nonstop from St. Louis to Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, not because of demand. Not we're sure they
got
the idea.
I would like to go to Iceland, though.
I would too.
It's a great place, but they stopped after just 5 months. They were disappointed.
But I think the Frankfurt thing makes more sense because it is a hub.
What were they disappointed
in?
They didn't know that.
I didn't know Reykjavik was a hub.
Oh, I didn't either.
But it sounds cool. I mean,
I would love it. Is Iceland where the seed vault is? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I believe you are right.
Kevin, there's the seed vault. If
I
you
know
don't
the
know
seed
about
vault.
This.
No, oh, it's a great thing. It's the Doomsday Seed Vault.
Yeah,
what it's called. But
it starts with
Iceland is quirky.
It's not in Iceland though. It's in Norway.
Oh, it's Norway.
But the town starts with an S.
Okay.
Whatever it is. I don't know. Look it up.
It's the Svalbard.
Svalbard Seed Vault.
Global Seed Vault.
That's it.
Yep.
And for people are what
Google's
are you talking
amazing.
About? It's if there is a doomsday scenario and things die, we have this vault.
With all the seeds.
That's being guarded, and it's very hard to get to with all the seeds that we can regrow
stuff. It's
deep
inside a mountain.
Deep, yes.
People, it's in a mountain vault.
People think that like Bjork is odd and Sigur Rós is odd. They're both from Iceland.
Who's Sigur Rós?
I don't know who that is.
I know who Bjork is.
Yeah, he's a singer, but it's very like this high pitched like that. Literally, that's what his music sounds like. And they're both, I think, accurate representations of Iceland. It's a quirky country.
You been there?
No, but I almost went. That's why I know all about it.
Nope.
Because
were you doing your research?
Flying. Yeah, I was doing my research.
Like, wow, that's a quirky country. I want to go there.
There's a lot of Vikings.
Yeah,
they have the Phallus Museum.
The what?
Yep. It's there.
isn't exactly what
I think. You said palace.
No, nope. Phallus.
It's all,
she said phallus.
All the different...
I don't want to go to that museum.
No, it's there.
I'll take a look. I just want to see what's going. Hey, why not? How can you? How
can
you?
Think of a lot of reasons why not.
How can you not be curious?
I can tell you, I'm not curious at all. It's pretty easy.
Like what are
pretty
they consider?
Pretty easy to be like, yeah, you know.
What did the people in Iceland consider to be a phallus? Nope, I'd like to know.
It's all of them.
I don't.
Okay.
You guys keep going. I'm out. Like I have no interest. We're all good. You guys.
What do you think?
Every word that just came to my mind would got me in trouble.
That's why. Listen.
Just keep that discussion going during the break. I'm out.
That's why they call it WOW Airlines, because they were in that phallus museum and there was a goal.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Wow!
Wow!
Wow! Wow!
Back in on the show, Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, Gores, Kevin Wheeler with you here, and I think this segment is going to be about making fun of me.
No, it's not making fun of you. It's not. It's discovering.
And it's okay if it is, by the way. I'm a good sport. It's okay.
You're like a croissant.
What?
A croissant. You're layers.
You made a pretty good effort at that. Yeah. That's pretty close.
Thank you.
Croissant.
Yeah. Nice. You've made
you
got to
sing it a little bit, though, because if you don't sing it a little bit, it won't sound French.
Oh, really?
And the T should be silent, right?
Yeah.
Did I say it?
You said croissant.
Yeah, okay. The T is silent unless it's followed by an E.
Here's the thing about
Kevin. You want some more grammar from French?
Wheeler. You know what? I've actually been, I know what drives radio, and people love correcting your grammar in French.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hugely popular.
They love that on Twitter, too.
Yeah. Kevin Wheeler plays video games. We know this. He also seems like a pretty jolly guy in general, wouldn't you say? Pretty nice.
I think he's jovial for the most part.
He can be kind of crabby.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has a bad
attitude.
There
are issues that make me crabby.
Well, and one of them is video games, and apparently you broke your recliner.
Oh, years ago. I mean, so you guys, I mean, neither of you are anywhere near the gaming world, right?
Do you know the last?
No, I am.
You've heard of, you are?
Well, I don't like, I play by myself. I don't do online play against other people.
You have a gaming system?
Oh, yeah. Like yeah, of course.
So you understand the concept of a rage quit.
Yeah,
right?
If somebody would like to give me a PS5, I'm totally in. Yeah,
I know what a rage quit is because of my brother. I haven't picked up a controller since I was 6.
Okay.
And it was like the original Mario.
Okay, so I don't rage quit because I don't like to do that to other people. Plus, I never lose in online games when I'm playing sports against other people.
That's why.
So
okay.
Speaking of cocky.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's that saying? It ain't bragging if you back it up, right?
That's right.
But
Parlez-vous français?
I get very angry at artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I get very angry at the AI of some games. Yeah, so I in the baseball world, we always call these snaps. And I snap.
Oh.
You know? You lose it for just a very brief moment. And then you say and you do things that are just like really weird and out of character, right? Because you guys are right. I'm pretty chill. I don't walk around mad all the time. I'm a pretty happy dude. But there are things that set me off. Yeah. And games tend to be, there tend to be things in games that will do that. Like the broken recliner thing.
Yep.
So I have my feet up a lot of times when I'm playing the games. And I was playing Madden. And this was years ago, by the way. This wasn't like, you know, last week. This was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So I've been living with a broken footrest.
So you were like 48.
I was in my mid-40s for sure. Okay. Probably late 40s.
Okay.
And there's this element.
Because you were saying this was years ago as if you were a child.
Yeah, yeah. But I made that point to say that I've been living with a broken footrest on my recliner since because of what I did. So you play Madden. I love playing Madden. I play a lot. And I play mostly against the AI. I play mostly just by myself. I play against friends, but I mostly just play the game. And there's this element called the leaping linebacker. It's a glitch where a linebacker will be in the middle of the field and you go to throw a pass and he jumps like 10 feet in the air and intercepts it. And it's like physically impossible to happen. Hey, listen, anybody that's a gamer is going to back me up on this because they've seen it.
Uh-huh.
And Dave's up here. Dave Ayler, our producer, is saying it. And I mean, I slammed my foot down so hard and I yelled things I can't yell here and it snapped. And then I got up and I punched the living hell out of the couch maybe 10 times.
Dude.
Kevin.
And then I sat down and finished the game. I won, by the way.
When you first got, because I know you got an NES back in the day, the original Nintendo Entertainment System, right?
I never owned a Nintendo system.
Really?
Yeah. No, I skipped a little bit there. Like,
okay.
I didn't play them as much in high school because I was just running too much. I had a Sega Genesis, and obviously from there on, everything that's new. New ones came out, I got them.
How quickly after you purchased the Genesis or you got a Genesis for Christmas, whatever, or a PlayStation, how quickly would you get the controller with the little rattle in it because you've broken a piece off inside that's just kind of... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like the Nintendo controllers...
They were terrible.
Oh, like there was always a little rattling piece inside because as soon as you threw it something would break.
I don't throw them, though. I never throw remotes.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't
throw...
I throw pillows. Because on my couch, I have pillows all around me. I like to rest my arms on pillows and all that stuff, and the dogs will lay on the pillows, and they're little, and they fit. So, like, so this is what happened the other night. This actually happened two nights ago.
But you're by yourself. I want the visual here.
I'm by myself in the man cave.
In your recliner.
Occasionally, my adult daughter is down there, watching me play a game, or she's playing her own handheld game, and we're having dad-daughter normal video game time. And
not
the dogs
talking.
Are there. No, no, we talk.
Oh,
we
you talk during
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mostly her trying to make me, mess something up. And I was playing, but she wasn't there this time. This time it was just me and the dogs. And I'm playing Elden Ring, which is a really highly involved game.
It's
takes
difficult.
A lot of time. I mean, it's really hard. I'm like 70, 80 hours in, and I'm nowhere close to finishing the main storyline.
Good Lord.
It is a long, fun, though. It's really fun. Well, what happened was, you have to understand how the mechanics of this work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get too detailed, but You have to actively save at various points or you could lose whatever happens, right? The game froze as I was completing a very difficult task. I had a boss fight. It took me a bunch of tries. And I mean, and we're talking about like 45 minutes of my time to complete this. And as I was completing it, it froze, which means everything prior to the last save is dead, gone, which means I got to do it all over again.
How can I be like really interested and bored at the same time?
But you have to understand that because you have to understand that.
I started zoning out.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this.
You have to understand that part to then I have to justify my actions is what I'm doing. I have to justify my actions.
Yes.
So at that point.
Like me earlier when you guys yelled at me for talking.
As soon as it happened, I put the remote down and the stream of obscenity starts.
Loud.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I ran across the room because I didn't know what to do. And I was like, and then for Facebook, it was, and I grabbed one pillow and threw it as hard as I could against the wall. And pillows are great because they don't break anything, which is awesome. Unless you had a picture, but I did not. And I think I punched the couch maybe four times.
Wow.
And then also I had to walk it off. I literally had to walk around the man cave. Maybe 6-7 times. And then my wife is like, did you hurt yourself down there? Because I heard you swearing. And I'm like, no, it's just a video game thing again. And she's like, all right, figures.
This is, by the way, a normal adult man thing to do.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
Yeah, totally usual.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you play games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same reaction that a lot of guys have when they injure themselves. Like, you know, you get like you stub your toe and you just like, the dad from Christmas Story, you know,
when he would swear, he wouldn't really swear, except
it's the real words when it's me.
Oh,
yeah.
I started sweating. That's how mad I was.
The last video game I played was 1989 Wheel of Fortune. It's my favorite.
It's a TV
video
show.
Game.
We have a commenter on the Facebook live stream, which you can catch on Facebook.
Facebook.com/KMOX1120.
Matthew says, I don't play games. I play sports.
Yeah, I did that already. I retired.
Yeah.
I can't play sports.
I think
anymore.
Matthew's trying to flex on you.
That's fine. Go ahead, dude. It's all good. Archback in on the show. Amy Marks, of course. Kevin Wheeler. Chris Ranji. Chris, that's the first time I put you last, I think, when I was doing this, so...
Thank you so much.
I'll try to make that more often. Do that more often.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for making Amy go last most of the time.
Yeah. So I don't think I know. I always go last. I always do myself last when I introduce.
Oh, really?
Me. Yeah, always.
Oh.
I didn't that time, but I almost always do. And I don't know why. It's just a habit I've had for basically as long as I can remember.
I do first or last, but never in the middle.
Oh, okay. I just put myself in the middle there. That was the first time ever. It was really weird. Anyway. You know, earlier, you guys, this topic that we're going to do now reminded me or kind of was spurred in my head by the conversation about the seeds in Norway. And, you know, if the worst things were to happen, we would still have all of these things here. And you guys, Amy actually had a topic about this. Was it yesterday that you mentioned it to us?
Yeah.
About
a couple days ago. Well, like, about like doomsday preppers.
About getting ready for. Well, that's what basically. The world's that's the world being a prepper.
Yeah.
Right? In case there's a flood, a fire, an asteroid, or whatever, as long as it doesn't hit that one place, then we've got the vault of seeds, sources of food, things like that.
Well, I know this is an advertiser, but we hear the commercials for My Patriot Supply. I think that's what it is. Right? So basically making sure you've got your own supplies and victuals and all that sort of thing. And I would say... probably in the past or historically, I've always kind of talked about the doomsday preppers as kind of out there, right? A little wacky. And they even have a show, I think, called Doomsday Prepper.
It's like 10 years old.
I watched every one of those shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a prepper myself, but I found them fascinating.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So I've seen that, but I always kind of put it in that, all right, they're kind of bizarro. But when you think about it, it's all about context. And this is like, honest to goodness, being serious. If you are someone who lives in Ukraine, and even before this current invasion, before 2014, or maybe after 2014, when Russia invaded Ukraine first, if you're a family, why would you not say, you know what? I'm throwing some water bottles. I'm going to put, you know, diapers if I have a family, toilet paper, non-perishable food in my basement. Because now we're seeing in Ukraine, quite literally, families or dozens of people living in basements for weeks and even a month at a time. And one of the top headlines was, we can't find water. Children, you know, they're looking for diapers. What can they use for diapers? And so I guess when you're prepping, it really is all about context. Think of when COVID first hit. Everybody was searching for toilet paper. They couldn't get toilet paper. Would you be that crazy now if every time you went to the grocery store, maybe you bought an extra roll or two and threw it in the basement? That type of thing.
If you did it every time, you would run out of space pretty quick. But I mean, I get what you're saying. The point being, if you have extra stuff or you have room,
yeah.
Like we have a storage room downstairs that we use as kind of an extra pantry. We're not like stocking up for a doomsday thing, but you know, you get a good sale, you put something down there, or you know, like I give my wife credit, man. When COVID first started, there were some doctors. Not, I don't mean like MDs. I'm talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the people that study infectious disease were like, it might not be a bad idea to have a week or two worth of things, not because things are going to break down, but because you might not be allowed to leave your house,
right.
Whether it's a lockdown or you're sick and you can't go anywhere. So if you have that in reserve, you can wait out the period of time that you'd have to wait.
But at the time when 2020 happened, when March rolled around and everybody was grabbing up all the TP, I think collectively we were angry at all of those who were hoarding it and taking too much.
They weren't prepping. They were hoarding. There's a difference.
Right. If you're doing it a little bit by little bit over a long period of time, which is what, you know, again, my knowledge on this is based on the TV show. And some of those people were nuts. And some of them were actually just, I think, very cautious people there, you know, that were worried about reasonable things. You know, there's one
right.
person, like you'd get some of them like, yeah, I'm prepping for a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
And I mean, they literally said that. And others were like, no, I'm more worried about the economy crashing, or I'm more worried about a biological problem. You know, they would think of an attack, but I mean, a pandemic is the same idea if you have to stay in your home or around your home for a while.
I don't know how many people really are out there who would be prepared for a long term. And by long term, I'm talking like months situation where they had to live if society collapsed, everything fell apart all at once. I mean, the percentage of people who would be ready for that.
Yeah.
Has to be like 0.0001% or even less than that.
And the show that I watched, I think it was just called Doomsday Preppers.
It was.
I think so.
Yeah.
They would evaluate them. They would have an expert evaluate their prepping
right.
and say how they would give them an estimate as to how long you could last
mm-hmm.
with just what you have on hand, your water, your food, your ability to defend your house or wherever you know, some people were going out into the woods and stuff. They weren't going to stay at home. And most people did not grade out very well. There were a few where, like, you could make it 2 years. And that was kind of the long end.
Yeah.
Everybody else, it was like, yeah, you might make it 4 months before you run out of water because you don't have an effective way to get new water, whatever.
Right. And I realized this with the COVID lockdowns that, you know, I'm probably ready, if I'm lucky, I could last until, Saturday morning. I mean, that's where I'm at. I am so unprepared. If you
live in an apartment, you're kind of hosed in this.
Yeah. If you had a chihuahua.
There's not much room.
A chihuahua who's in a pretty wealthy household, and then everything hit the fan, and you had to guess who can last longer, that chihuahua or me, I'd put my money on the chihuahua, because not only am I not good at organizing and preparing, I have no survival skills.
No, it's because the chihuahuas are basically rats.
Stop.
And rats can survive anything.
And also rats are cool. They get a bad rep.
Rats are pretty cool. They can, man, those are survival.
I know.
Survivalists.
They should be admired.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want, you know, infestations
the plague.
Or anything.
You don't want
like
the plague
that.
Either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of rats. How long could you survive in the woods? You get dropped off in the woods.
Well, I've watched Survivor Man, so.
Oh, yeah.
I can make it a week.
Yeah. honest to God answer, it truly depends on the climate. If you're in a time of year or in a place where the climate is pretty neutral, 75 degrees, whatever, probably a long time. But if it's like super hot or super cold, a day, 2 days,
yeah.
You know, I mean, like, do I have a lighter? Do I have the ability to make fire? I mean, you know, if I don't, yeah. I'm done.
Well, on the Survivor shows, though, you'd have the guy, Bear Grylls or whoever, and he's like, oh, no, a storm is coming.
He's a fraud.
In. He's like using a piece of bubble gum and the elastic from my underpants. I've created a tent.
He's a fraud.
How?
Did you ever see that there was a video somebody did years ago calling him a fraud? And they show a clip from his program, and he's talking about how sometimes you might have to cross over a crevasse, you know, like a separation in the land. And you know, he's, I think
it's
that's
crevasse,
the right word.
By the way.
Crevasse?
Not a crevasse.
Is that a crevasse?
What's wrong with you?
I think it's crevasse.
It's a crevasse.
All right. A crevasse? I'm not French. You're the French one.
That's why I'm telling you.
Actually, I am French.
Also, you can say it either way.
You just wanted to say it the other way.
Crevasse.
Is the problem, yeah.
So he's talking about how you do this safely, right? So he does the whole thing, whatever, then he hops over, gets to the other side. And then this person took their own video from the very same location, and they show this crevasse, and then he pans over to the left, and there's just like this road crossing over it.
Yeah.
Like there's a bridge right there. Like he wasn't ever in any danger,
right?
But he used to kind of give you the idea that he was.
Don't you think
how long
it's
would
weird?
You guys last?
Well, hold on. Sure. Speaking of crevasses, isn't it weird that a crevice is a little crack, but a crevasse is a big crack?
No, that sounds right.
I don't think so.
I think it sounds right.
They're not related. I think they're different etymologies, but crevice and crevasse, one's a big crack,
Amy,
and one's a little crack.
I don't know.
That's too deep for me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't last very long, Kevin.
Because she'd be thinking about this.
I'd
like,
have a
why
poem
is this a crevasse?
About how I died.
There'd
be
some great literature left behind.
Yes.
Right, scrawled into a tree. Is that how you would scrawl it in a tree?
Carve.
Maybe in the dirt.
She'd probably carve.
All right.
Who is this guy?
Kevin Wheeler.
With exaggerated mouth and tongue movements.
On the show.
First of all, there's nothing exaggerated about it. It's all normal behavior. Well, normal for me.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
All right, so we got time for just a couple of quick hitters here. And there was one thing that set me off last night. It wasn't the full rage that I was explaining to you guys earlier, but for a moment, maybe it was close to that. Did you guys see what Ted Cruz was tweeting about yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, so... scene setter. We all know what happened in Texas. We all know that he is a senator from Texas. Yesterday, there were funerals in Uvalde. Children being buried. Mm. Teachers being buried. And he's on Twitter gushing about how much fun he had playing poker with Phil Hellmuth.
Not good.
Now, initially, it looked like he was saying he was doing it that day. He did not. It was taped before and all that. That's really irrelevant. When you are supposedly an important person... you shouldn't be tweeting trivial things when people are burying their children in your state on that same day.
So,
I mean, am I crazy? Am I going too far in saying that you shouldn't tweet anything that is not of importance or seriousness or with respect to those kids? And their families and the teachers in those families when you're in his position. I'm not saying that other people can't live their lives and do their things, but when you are a person that is supposed to be a serious person, you can't be that. That was horrific.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to scrap your plans. Sometimes you have a plan to tweet something or to post something and you've prepared it in advance. You have to read the situation. And I don't think he's very good at reading the situation. If you go back to, and just in general, by the way, if you go back to the power crisis that was happening in Texas, and here's video of him boarding a plane to Cancun. Guy, they're in the middle of a crisis, and he's leaving town. It's just bad optics. And it should be. It should look bad on him.
And there were a lot of bad optics during COVID. I mean, whether it's
people
having
parties,
the Pelosi hairdo, all that stuff.
This is next level because it's his state and this tragedy. And we were kind of talking about when people see things, how it hits you differently.
Yes.
And I will say, seeing the caskets. There was a man who volunteered to customize the caskets for the children.
He went to all the families and found out what the kids liked.
A little Superman casket or
TikTok. There was
a princess, a dinosaur. And that stopped me in my tracks. That made, you know, when you feel like your stomach, it kind of, you catch your breath, your heart skips because it was so horribly, tragic.
Or the fact that they had to get outside help for the caskets because they just don't keep them in stock. They don't keep that many of them.
Of course you
because
wouldn't.
Because you don't. Right. They're children. Yeah. You don't. To have to special order something like that is sickening, obviously.
But people need to see that because those are little kids.
But yet people are still going to go vote for the guy.
Yeah.
And again, this is one of those deals where I'm not a team guy when it comes to politics. I don't give a crap about either team. I hate them both. How can you even support someone that is that cold and that ignorant? Because it's not the first time.
Yeah.
As you pointed out, he got people where he lives, no power, no nothing. And, I'm going on a trip. I mean, I want somebody in position. Again, I want people in those positions, important people with important jobs, to be serious people, to be people that actually understand what's happening around them and be able to process it and react accordingly. And we have gone so far away from having normal people in important positions.
Well, to have some humanity. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to have that quality, and a lot of people don't. Ted Cruz is not a stupid person.
No.
I challenge that.
I think you have to be
pretty stupid to not think that
There's a difference between being dumb and maybe just not having the humanity. And I don't
What makes him smart?
I mean,
why should I give him the benefit of the doubt?
He's intellectual. In what way? Well, he went to a
school. How would
I
measure that?
Was it Yale? Harvard?
I know a lot of people that went to really smart schools that are great book smart, but they're dumb. In day-to-day life, they have no idea how to do things.
There's different kinds of intelligence.
Okay, so maybe I'll acknowledge. Maybe he's book smart. That's not what I'm talking about.
What you are separating is you're separating intellect from wisdom, or knowledge from wisdom, or education from being able to have discretion and self-awareness.
Compassion, empathy, an understanding.
That's a different kind of
humanity.
Yes.
Well, that's a form of intelligence.
You're right.
There's book smart.
There's emotional intelligence.
Sure, absolutely. There's also common sense. I know a lot of people that are very book smart that have no common sense.
Okay, actually, that's me.
No, it's not.
No, well,
you've got
that's not true.
Practical common sense, like IKEA furniture. And I'm actually not trying to be funny here, but my mom always says, "Amy, you're very smart, but you don't have a lot of common sense." And I think intellectual common sense, but being able to figure things out. Do you know what I mean? Like practically,
like problem solving.
You can't follow the pictures.
No.
Okay.
No, like
hey, that's not the same thing we're talking about
with a car.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, that's not the same thing either.
Those are mechanical things that with practice you could do.
Yeah. But the common sense as far as making decisions using discretion and wisdom, we are lacking in that a lot.
You want to know why things really, really suck sometimes.
Yeah. Isn't it C.S. Lewis?
It's a pretty big deal.
Who said basically education without morality just makes people more clever devils. That idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well done. You know, in sports, we would call that a walk-off. In baseball, it's a walk-off because the show's about to end and you just hit one out.
Amy thinks walk-off is something entirely different.
Oh, you had to take it there.
She's a weasel.
She said it. Thank you guys for tuning into the show. We appreciate you. And we got our good friends, DGS, Dave Glover's show. The gang coming in here, taking over at the top of the hour. I think I'm going to play a spelling bee with them a little bit later on.
Ooh.
That'd be fun. DGS coming up next on KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Who is this guy?
Kevin Wheeler.
With exaggerated mouth and tongue movements.
On the show.
First of all, there's nothing exaggerated about it. It's all normal behavior. Normal for me.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
All right, so we got time for just a couple of quick hitters here. And there was one thing that set me off last night. It wasn't the full rage that I was explaining to you guys earlier, but for a moment, maybe it was close to that. Did you guys see what Ted Cruz was tweeting about yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, so scene setter. We all know what happened in Texas. We all know that he is a senator from Texas. Yesterday, there were funerals in Uvalde. Children being buried, teachers being buried, and he's on Twitter gushing about how much fun he had playing poker with Phil Hellmuth.
Not good.
Now, initially, it looked like he was saying he was doing it that day. He did not. It was taped before and all that. That's really irrelevant. When you are supposedly an important person, you shouldn't be tweeting trivial things when people are burying their children in your state on that same day. Am I going too far in saying that you shouldn't tweet anything that is not of importance or seriousness or with respect to those kids and their families and the teachers in those families when you're in his position? I'm not saying that other people can't live their lives and do their things, but when you are a person that is supposed to be a serious person, you can't be that. That was horrific.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to scrap your plans. Sometimes you have a plan to tweet something or to post something, and you've prepared it in advance. You have to read the situation. And I don't think he's very good at reading the situation. If you go back to, and just in general, by the way, if you go back to the power crisis that was happening in Texas, and here's video of him boarding a plane to Cancun. Guy, they're in the middle of a crisis, and he's leaving town. You can't. It's just bad optics, and it should be. It should look bad on him.
And there were a lot of bad optics during COVID. I mean, whether it's
people at the parties,
the Pelosi hairdo, all that stuff.
This is next level because it's his state and this tragedy. And we were kind of talking about when people see things, how it hits you differently.
Yes.
And I will say, seeing the caskets, there was a man who volunteered to customize
to build
the caskets for the children.
He went to all the families and found out what the kids liked.
A little Superman casket.
TikTok, there was a
princess, a dinosaur. And that stopped me in my tracks. That made, you know, when you feel like your stomach, it kind of, you catch your breath, your heart skips because it was so horribly, tragic.
Or the fact that they had to get outside help for the caskets because they just don't keep them in stock. They don't keep that many of them.
Of course you
because
wouldn't.
Because you don't. Right. They're children. Yeah. You don't. To have to special order something like that is, it's sickening, obviously.
But people need to see that because those are little kids.
But yet people are still going to go vote for the guy.
Yeah.
And again, this is one of those deals where, like, I'm not a team guy when it comes to politics. I don't give a crap about either team. I hate them both. How can you even support someone that is that cold and that ignorant? Because it's not the first time.
Yeah.
As you pointed out, he got people where he lives, no power, no nothing. And, I'm going on a trip. I mean, I want somebody in position. Again, I want people in those positions, important people with important jobs, to be serious people, to be people that actually understand what's happening around them and be able to process it and react accordingly. And we have gone so far away from having normal people in important positions.
Well, to have some humanity. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to have that quality, and a lot of people don't. Ted Cruz is not a stupid person.
No.
I challenge that.
I think you have to be
pretty stupid to not think that that's okay.
There's a difference between being dumb and maybe just not having the humanity. And I don't
What makes him smart?
I mean,
Why should I give him the benefit of the doubt?
Intellectually,
in what way?
Well, he went to a
How would
school.
I measure that?
Was it Yale? Harvard?
I know a lot of people that went to really smart schools that are great book smart, but they're dumb. Like
in day-to-day life, there's different kinds of intelligence.
Okay, so maybe I'll acknowledge, maybe he's book smart. That's not what I'm talking about.
What you are separating is, you're separating intellect from wisdom, or knowledge from wisdom, or education from being able to have discretion and self-awareness.
Compassion, empathy, an understanding.
That's a different kind
of humanity.
Yes.
Well, that's a form of intelligence.
You're right.
There's book smart.
There's emotional intelligence.
Sure, absolutely. There's also common sense. I know a lot of people that are very book smart that have no common sense.
Okay, actually, that's me.
No, it's not.
No, well,
you've got,
that's not true.
Practical common sense, like IKEA furniture. And I'm actually not trying to be funny here, but my mom always says, Amy, you're very smart, but you don't have a lot of common sense. And I think intellectual common sense, but being able to figure things out. Do you know what I mean? Like practically?
Like problem solving?
You can't follow the pictures?
No.
Okay.
No. Like,
hey, that's not the same thing we're talking about.
With a car?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's not the same thing either.
Those are mechanical things that with practice you could do.
Yeah. But the common sense as far as making decisions using discretion and wisdom, we are lacking in that a lot.
You want to know why things really, really suck sometimes.
Yeah. Isn't it C.S.
It's a pretty
Lewis,
big deal.
Who said basically education without morality just makes people more clever devils. That idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well done. You know, in sports, we would call that a walk-off. In baseball, it's a walk-off because the show's about to end and you just hit one out.
Amy thinks walk-off is something entirely different.
Oh, you had to take it there.
She's a weasel.
She said it. Thank you guys for tuning into the show. We appreciate you. And we got our good friends, DGS, Dave Glover Show. The gang coming in here, taking over at the top of the hour. I think I'm going to play a spelling bee with them a little bit later on.
Ooh.
That'd be fun. DGS coming up next on KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.